This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, May 13th. It's after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I should be your host for the day. The numbers to call on this PLP day are 323-623-325-4316-325-4259. And of course, if you want to call from the family island, the number is 242-357-20. If you're going to text me, the number is 422-4796. I have a clip I want to play. Hopefully, Kermit has a queue up because I'm going to start off with that and then line the show based on that. Garth Roseborough is on his way to join me as we do an analysis. And I'm going to try guide Garth on this analysis, because everybody and their mother will be doing analysis, post-mortem analysis today. There'll be a lot of Monday morning coaches, right? Or what do you call it, backseat drivers, right? Commentators today, what should have done and what they didn't do and what caused this, whatever it is. And I'm trying to be something different than that. I'm trying to have a better conversation, a more analytical conversation, something that you can enjoy and say, I see. But, right? So that's what the conversation, hopefully, today will be. Not any backbiting or I told you so or anything like that. But I want to say congratulations to the Prime Minister, Philip Davis, right? And his entire team. Of course, Deputy Prime Minister, because they came up as a team throughout the campaign. So I want to say congratulations for them. We have another 5 years. Roseborough is here. We have another 5 years of their administration. They put their record to the test. Right? And I guess the people voted for it. But I want to do an analysis based on the percentage of those who participate. And I'm going to put that question to Garth. What does it mean? What does it mean? But before that, Kermit, do you have my clip? Yeah? Play my clip for me, please.
Obviously, you've expressed confidence that you think you'll be able to secure the seat. But if things don't go as planned, what do you see as your future? What will you do?
First of all, you're talking negative, all right? We know how it's going to go. I'm going to win. So that question has no validity today.
Let's be clear. Obviously, you've expressed confidence.
And that was Dr. Hubert Minnis, former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, former leader of the Free National Movement, the runner of an independent campaign, and nobody knows where he stands anymore. His political career, done. D-U-N, done. Whatever I mean, it over. O-V-A, over. Is that how you spell over? He finned and ish, right? And I'm not celebrating or anything, you know. I'm just saying that the tea leaves were there. The handwriting was on the wall. And the good gentleman said, the hell with all of that. I'm going to go forth and do what I got to do. And the people have spoken, not just spoken to say, well, you close. The same way, we don't want to have nothing to do with you at all. The nation his party, his constituency, all have decided that they wash his hands, their hands of him. So let it be with Hubert Minnis. That's the obituary there. You finish. Go catch fish. Make a stew fishing thing. Don't come back to us no more. Don't do no political commentary like how they bring back Hubert Ingram to talk. We don't want to hear it no more. Thanks. But anyway, Garth, how are you doing today? Welcome to Garden Radio AM. This is the first time you're on my show, and I appreciate you coming back.
I don't know if that's a sign of the future, but indeed we had an interesting night last night. I did leave you a bit early,
mm-hmm.
and I was shocked to see that you're looking so brilliant this morning. You're upbeat, and I tell you, it was just a shocking night for me, to be frankly honest with you. It was very shocking.
You were shocked?
Not at the victory, you know.
Oh, okay.
Not at the victory. I was shocked at the performance of the third party to that particular level.
We can talk about that. Not yet, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, not that. I didn't see that coming either. It's just that it was the plain clothes was the problem.
Mm.
The plain clothes.
So let's talk about the plain clothes. Okay, I got this printout, and this they covered this. These results are the unofficial results.
Mm-hmm.
They are live and subject to change. And in this graphic, they said 55.94, let's call it 56%, 56 of the total voters cast. That means this is one of the lowest voters turnout in a while. What was it during COVID? Was it 65? If I remember,
mm-mm. It might have been lower than that. Lower 50, than that? In high 50s, I think.
Okay. So, again, this is another low voters turnout.
And I told you so.
Yes.
I did tell
you. And that's why I said, come on, because I asked you when this was happening, and I posted on my page, but this is a low voters turnout. And people said, why are you saying that? And I said, because I went to the poll, and I'm used to Fox Hill having three people on the line at least.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there and I was hanging out and taking pictures and speaking to all of the supporters there back and forth, I saw there were intervals where there were nobody voting.
Mm-hmm.
For 5, 10, 15 minutes, there is nobody coming into Fox Hill to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come, they stream in one, all in plain clothes. And I asked you, right? I said, Garth, what does it mean if this is going to be a low voters turnout? And who will a low voters turnout impact? And you give your answer, and you go ahead now.
Well, the impact definitely be in favor of the government. We always say that low voter turnouts are in favor of the governing party. If the numbers increase, it then means historically that the people are desiring a different entity to rule over them or govern over them. The low voter turnout for me was a result of the, and it was just a horrific campaign of General 2026. There was nothing attractive about that. People of my age category, for me, I would have gotten the notion that, you know what, I'm not going to bother with this at all this time. Mm. I'm just going to stay home. It's just, and then AI being introduced, you couldn't detect truthfulness or lies.
Facts
being
from fiction.
Spun. Yeah, facts from fiction. That was another situation. And people just looked at the leadership. And they've been like, you know what, if I got to choose between the leadership, then I might as well have all things remain the same. And then we look also at the candidacy. There were certain constituencies that you and I spoke about
mm-hmm.
where all the candidates seemed lousy.
Yes.
Every last one seemed lousy.
On two sides.
So I got to stay home.
Yeah.
I just ain't going to pick none. It ain't none to pick.
Mm.
So someone lousy can be in there for the next 5 years. We screwed in my constituency. I better go find something to do.
Mm.
That's what I saw in this upcoming general election, or the past general election, sorry.
You mentioned leadership, and there's a competition between leadership. And you mentioned a nasty campaign,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There was, first of all, Brave Davis is liked. Our prime minister.
And he was more liked.
Yes. Building a story
yeah.
where few people can say anything negative about the prime minister. They say, well, he might be this way, but he's a nice guy. And they always end with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the PLP, but Brave Davis is a nice guy. Or I don't like these people in the party, but Brave Davis is a nice guy.
He was not a nasty leader. Let's put it that way.
There you go. And a campaign came about where they were attacking the persona of the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
They say he's this. They start calling him familiar. Philip, this. And then and then the billboard.
That was a turnoff.
Yeah.
Big turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Very distasteful.
And at one point in time in life, we would have said that the PLP and the FNM had a distinction.
Yes.
This is a culture of this one,
yes,
and this is another culture of that one.
Definitely.
And then you start seeing the narrative saying, from a campaign, that all PLPs are ignorant and they poor and they back and whatever it is.
Grassroots.
Grassroots. And you watch it and say, this campaign is just negative.
Yeah.
How are they giving people hope or saying they're the alternative? And I want to know if that had an impact of people saying, I stay home, man. I ain't joining this. This is bad.
Well, one thing the PLP did do well in the election, they were able to put on the appearance of strength.
Mm.
So when you're looking at drones flying overhead,
mm,
I mean, crowds of people, lights flashing everywhere, that blue haze look, all of the paraphernalia was stunning, more stunning than the other entities. This is what made them so attractive. So you had an attraction for leadership,
mm-hmm,
you had an attraction for their appearance, and then, of course, their organization was more attractive in that they seemed more unified than the other parties. What also was more just brightly lit for me was the type characters that were involved in their campaign. Whether you believe that these people are ethical or not ethical, whether you believe in what they did for a living or you didn't, the strength of the PLP was there. It didn't seem as if they were lacking or wanting for anything, whereas everyone else seemed to be as if they were scrapping. They were looking for monies for R.M. Bailey. They're looking for monies for, yeah, motorcade.
Yeah.
They're looking for monies for billboards. The PLP didn't give you that feeling. The PLP gave you the feeling that, you know what? I'm going to pay for these things, but guess what? I got to make sure you straight.
A sense of success, you think?
Yeah. And making everyone feel as if they belonged. Mm-hmm. You got to go back to Maslow.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to belong. And that feeling was reflected when we saw the young people being a part of that particular entity.
Let's talk about that for a minute. The young liberals,
yeah,
had their own campaign.
Yes, they did.
They partied. They was proud to be a part of the machinery.
Yes.
And they shouted the song. What would the song go?
You tell me, man. Right?
They said they were safe.
With Brave.
With Brave. Yeah. And they danced. And you saw that people were attracted. Said they want to go. They want to go dance too.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be a part of a successful machine of young people who were celebrating that they are a part of a bigger machinery.
I didn't
see if the FNM had that.
I listened to much of the conversation here on Garden Radio 96.9, where people were saying, oh, the PLP just like the party. And rallies, they don't make people winners in the election. You know, rallies don't vote. Shirts don't vote. And all of this conversation. But I drove personally on Gladstone Road. And when I saw the amount of young people that were littered along Gladstone, mm-hmm, from Fire Trail to Carmichael Road, and then the girl held her hand out, and she was wearing these short, hot pants and the PLP shirt. You know, they make this thing, yeah, fashionable.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And she was surrounded by a lot of young people, and she just, they spread her leg, and they dropped to the ground, and she said, PLP, baby,
all the way.
And I said, Jesus, Lord, that in her blood.
Yeah.
So somehow the PLP was able to take their whole culture and place it into the hearts and minds of the younger people. I didn't see that happening from the Free National Movement.
So it's safe to say that the PLP has not just a legacy, but they have people in the pipelines coming up to replace.
Succession planning.
They have a succession plan.
Yeah, succession planning. We see that very strongly in the Progressive Liberal Party. I think the COI has an opportunity at this time to do the same thing.
We ain't talking about COI yet, though.
Okay, but I just had to let you know that the issue for me there is that they have to understand how politics works in this country. But let's stick to the PLP.
No, I can appease you because they only have an hour. And I'm trying to be balanced. And I'm trying to ring you out like clot, like a wet clot. So let me get the information from you.
When you come back on my show tomorrow, yeah, that ain't no problem.
There you go. Let's speak about the COI and the impact of the COI.
Okay.
At one point in time, it flashed on. I see you caller. Put a patch, not a patch of caller, should prepare the caller there so we can engage the caller. At one time, it flashed on social media that Lincoln Bain win,
mm-hmm,
Pinewood,
mm-hmm,
right? We knew that, we was calling the numbers and we saw that he won one polling division. So what, and we stopped.
Yeah, I saw that one.
What is this?
That was impressive.
It was impressive.
Yes.
Right? And we saw that trending, he was outperforming the FNM candidate.
Yes, we did.
And at one point in time, the COI leader came and make a press statement conference thing and say, I have won. I didn't win. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we say we Lincoln Bain won. I want to know the impact of the COI, and more importantly, the impact of Lincoln Bean, especially in that Pinewood constituency, and whether that can last another 5 years or it can fizzle out?
A tremendous feat, number one. Number two, the transference of his energy into the other constituencies, where we saw like places like Centerville, where they outperformed the Free National Movement. We saw that in St. Barnabas, where they outperformed the Free National Movement. We saw this in a number of constituencies where they were outperforming in polling divisions across the country. The transference of his strengths, to me, was amazing. It was amazing. The continuance of that, though, has to be where Lincoln Bain cannot continue to be an all-knowledge individual. He cannot be a one-and-all. He cannot be an autocrat, a dictator. He can't just be a leader that allows only himself to speak and everyone else has to be quieted or muted.
So what if I move Lincoln Bean out of the party? Can they see a wise
advice? I would have said that before, but not now.
Not now.
Because of the success in Pinewood. Mm. He was at the very doorstep of success as a candidate, and he would have been years from 1977, a third party leader that actually makes it into the House of Assembly.
You're trying to say victory is at his grasp?
It's at his grasp, even if it's just for him alone. Mm. And that's the issue. Can he transfer that now continuously to the other people in the COI and have them also to grow to where they are either at the door or they can actually pass the threshold, which means then for me, that is a huge threat to the Free National Movement. The Free National Movement now has to get their act together because the COI has already shown their face that they're here.
We can talk about the Free National Movement now, but let's go to the caller.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, we have Garth Roseborough. What's your host of the show? Host of Guardian Radio.
Man, I've been so much show around here. Remark, all of it.
This Garth Roseborough. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Congratulations, Julian.
And one of my best radio hosts, or you have them there with you, in the person of Garth Roseborough.
Yes.
Garth Roseborough.
Yes, sir.
Let's be honest and truthful.
Yes.
I called 29 to 12.
Yes.
You did.
I wasn't surprised. Yeah, let me use it. I was surprised of maybe three or four of the seats that the PLP had won. I was kind of surprised. I knew the PLP was going to win the election.
I was surprised.
But what will you do? Let's fast forward now. Put the deputy leader that got beat, Shenandoah Cartwright. Mm-hmm. Put him in the Senate as leader of the opposition business. You can have to put a man of color, a bright man in there. I don't like to say white man in there to keep the white people happy. Put the man from South Abaco in there. You can have to put a woman in there to keep the woman vote them together. Put Danny Penn in there. Senate. Now, whoever else will put Danny. Now.
You got to give Brian Brown something. That's my cousin.
Brian Brown.
He didn't try.
Four times and never
been. Yeah, give him something. The man work.
Politician.
You ain't want to put him in there?
He can't campaign no more, but he live in the constituency because he been living there for 20-some years and he can't win.
You ain't nice.
Four times and get me.
I agree with Julian.
Okay, now listen to me. What the PLP is going to do with Lincoln Bean? Lincoln Bean, I start speaking for the PLP, but it's going to happen. Lincoln Bean going into the Senate as the independent senator.
Utter nonsense.
Can't do it.
Utter nonsense.
You cannot do it.
You can't do it. You know
you
the
PLP. You can't break up the COI. You can't have to do that.
That's okay.
No.
You want to break up the PLP now.
You're trying to dismantle the PLP now.
Stop it.
Julian, I stand with
thanks,
you.
Julian.
Don't cut me now. I want to say something else.
Go ahead, because you're going to get cut.
What you say?
You're going to get cut. But I yield. Go ahead.
No, but listen to me. If Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Finish.
And I believe he has respect, and I believe he's an honorable person. He has to give up now.
Yes.
If one woman beat you twice, that's okay. But two different women beat you?
No. I don't like how you're saying it.
Okay, but Julian, and he's got you now, right? But Julian, let me say this to you and all the Bahamians that are listening today, and thank you for tuning in to CA Nuri. You know my family, they love your show.
Yeah.
Listen, the one thing that we learned from this decision 2026 is we got to take that language out of our mouth and we got to stop somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop Sabas.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop the Haitian. You want to stop C.A. Nuri. You want to stop Garth Roseborough. What's wrong with you people? Why can't y'all just simply focus on what you're supposed to be doing and build? You see, this whole idea of stopping people, that ain't good.
Let's talk about that briefly.
Yeah.
The verbiage.
Yeah.
We have to stop Sebas by the former prime minister.
Yeah.
You think that made any angst so bad? People say, hey, let's show him different.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sebas was going to possibly win that anyhow. But the whole idea of him saying to stop Sebas, it wasn't in good taste for me. Mm. As a matter of fact, it showed as if you had some type of a
personal agenda,
yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And for me, I would say to anyone, whenever we're speaking about democracy, there's no word that says stop allowing, because people like Lincoln being are a part of democracy. Sebas is a part of democracy. You know, for me to say, oh, stop Shannon Cartwright in St. James, I may prefer Owen Wells, yes, I do, mm-hmm. but I don't say stop Shannon Cartwright. Shannon, you got to go do your best, my buddy.
Yeah, work to win.
But that's what I do.
Prep this caller for me there, Kermit. Let me read some of these texts in the meantime. So, good morning, Mr. Nuri. This is Miss Butler. Hello, Miss Butler. Congratulations to the PLP. I hope that they listen to the people this time. And I hope the FNM hold their feet to the fire even more. Whenever they make a mistake in the House of Assembly, welcome to Lazy Town. I love how you have Mr. Roseboro on to get his views on the election today. That's for Miss Butler.
Thank you so much, Miss Butler. The one thing that concerns me, C.A. Noor, and I just want to say this to everyone. At this particular juncture, congratulations to the Progressive Liberal Party.
And we need to say congratulations, eh?
Congratulations to Philip Brave Davis.
It can't be better.
And congratulations to those who are now our members of Parliament.
Yeah.
Now, for those people who have been working behind the scenes, I also say to you congratulations and thank you for your service.
Should they get compensated, though?
They should find some compensation for them, some way, somehow. Now, guess what? Here is what has to now happen. The Free National Movement and everyone else in opposition has to now decide, what am I going to now accomplish in the next 2 years? I heard Ms. Butler just say, yes, you got to keep their feet to the fire. But while you're keeping their feet to the fire, C.A. Noor, please help us with this. How do you rebuild your organization at the same time with the energy that you have left after defeat in 2026? C.A. Noor.
Let's talk about that. We're moving from topic to topic. We talked about the PLP. We talked to COI. We soon go to the other right? I'm going to read this text and go to the caller.
Go ahead.
It said, good morning. Please, when these D and F average callers complain about no medicine in the hospital, no beds, holes in the road, and the government wasting money, spare us the agony and cut them. They deserve every bit of suffering they get. Some people hurt. God, some people hurt and they bitter and they spend their 10 cents to text that here because they hurting God. The idea is, what should these aggrieved people, I got to go to the text, right? The caller. What should these aggrieved people should be doing? Should they be complaining and grumbling and being miserable, or they should be busy rebuilding? Don't answer that. Let's go to the caller.
Yes, right?
Because that's a lot of energy they exert to text that instead of saying, man, let's go rebuild.
Too much energy.
Too much energy. Let's go to the caller. God in Radio AM, you're live.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Anton.
Anton, how you doing?
Right there, Roseboro. What's going on?
Good morning to you, sir. Congratulations, sir.
And Anton, I know you have an agenda to talk, but I want to phrase this question to you. Oh, no. No, man. I just, that's me saying. That's me talking.
Yeah,
but I want to have your conversation different. I want you to give some advice to the FNM, because we move into the FNM. So this is your conversation today. Not that I said what you're going to do. Your conversation is, what should the FNM be doing? Focus only on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, but you got to give me a second.
No. That's tomorrow for you. No. That's tomorrow for you. No. We talk about FNM. You doing FNM.
Tell Antonio to be spontaneous.
Yes. Okay, right, come back tomorrow. We talk about the PLP.
If I were to give some sage advice to the opposition party, Free National Movement, it would be to, when you have your postmortem, you have to have the heart patient.
Yes,
you
I
have
agree.
To. It's like medicine that doesn't taste good, but it's needed
yes.
in order to heal the body. Right.
Masterful.
You have to make the hard decisions in order to reposition your party to see some semblance of the fighting machine that it has the potential to be.
Yes,
and certainly that it used to be under your former leaders, Hubert Alexander Ingram in particular,
mm-hmm.
and somewhat Hubert Minnis. And I say somewhat Hubert Minnis because he didn't have to build his machinery. His machinery was more the benefit of what was happening in the PLP at the time. But Ingram, he had to build.
Mm-hmm.
He had to restructure and rebuild that party. So they have to make hard decisions and honest decisions, but not rash decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They need to use wisdom and not think short-term and not make decisions out of a place of emotionalism because they're coming on the heels of a loss. And I think if they can do that and keep God at the center of whatever decision-making they do, I think that they can become that formidable force that they are and that they still have the potential to be in the upcoming election 5 years from now, 2031.
And before you go, what did the FNM do wrong during this campaign?
Well, in my view, there were several challenges that the FNM had, right? I believe that the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintat, I have the greatest respect for him. Let me acknowledge that first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a decent human being.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a very intelligent man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a family man. He's a behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he loves his country,
mm-hmm.
right? I think he still has a bright future in politics in this country if he can survive through whatever is going to take, in particular when they prepare to go to their next party convention, right?
Wow.
And so I think they would be good to, it's almost like he's the marquee player in the afternoon. He's the person as close to Hubert Ingraham as they can possibly get, someone who has that gift to be able to communicate to the Bahamian people. He needs to build a core team around him that can properly support him. That's what he needs. I think he's their marquee player for now and into the future, despite what others may say coming behind. I think he needs the marquee team behind him
mm-hmm.
and the whole of the FNM behind him in order to give him a fighting chance. They have to go there and bring Hubert Minnis back into the fold. That's one of the hard decisions that they need to make. They got to bring him back into their fold. And all of those persons who have potential, who have good character, good integrity, love for this country, love for the Bahamian people, keep them close and rebuild their party, and they will be that formidable force. Again, if not, they stand a chance, and I once made this prediction, they stand a chance of becoming, if it either be the PLP or the FNM, but clearly it's not the PLP, because the PLP is repeat and broken that cycle of 30 years, 29 to be precise. And so it's the FNM that if they don't get it right, CA and Roseboro, they stand a chance of becoming, in the next election, the third party. Because if the COI can maintain their momentum, listen, they're going to be trouble for the FNM election. And forget about that idea of appointing Lincoln to the Senate. Forget about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank
you very much for doing
it. And cast it into the ocean.
Yeah, burn it. Boy, thank you very much.
Hey, that was a very good call from Antoine this morning. I like it.
Do this. I'm going to the call the next call. I'm coming to you. Don't hang up. Right? Antoine say, embrace Hubert Minnis back. I say, Hubert Minnis era is over. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how I feel.
I wouldn't bring him back.
Okay, just making sure, because I thought I was going to cut him.
No. He said that only because he knows that Minnis would have had some type of
extra money?
Experience behind the scenes. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Let's be real with one thing.
I'm getting ready to cut you too.
Yeah, but you're going to cut me. But there's one thing we have to be real about, though.
Go ahead.
There are certain secrets that prime ministers know that none of us do.
What kind of secrets? Because he called the election early, said he had some secrets that we still didn't know yet.
I know they have secrets. And this is what I'm saying to you. Those secrets would not have been available fully to Michael Pintard unless Hubert Ingraham would have said some things to him.
Mm.
And us going into now this new era, experience is going to be needed. We don't know how long our beloved Hubert Ingraham is going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just simply saying that.
Yeah,
that's the only credence I would give to that.
Yeah.
Because we all are aging, mm-hmm. and we don't know the participation level, what it's going to be tomorrow. So in that regard, if we were to ever have a Hubert Ingraham say, you know what, I'm done, I'm retired, then who do you lean on? You're going to have to find someone else to lean on that has that experience. That's all I'm simply saying.
Okay, let me read this text. I'm going to ask you about the FNM because I said we're going to go to everyone. Yeah. Let's go quickly. And then we're going to go to caller first. Then we go to you. It says, CA, I want to commend you for displaying neutrality during your talk show as the election date closed
in
and campaigning occurred in all quarters. It says, subliminal message is intentional. Perhaps one day talk show hosts throughout this country will declare their leanings and support so that their shows do not lose credibility as they pretend neutrality to annoyance of an educated, informed, exposed audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they're commending me or they're trying to
say. They're commending you because your show is different. People have told me that your show, they've said mine too, is different. What they don't understand is that we may have preferences, we may have biases, we may have likings, but at the end of the day, what's important is for a show host or anyone who's presenting themselves to the people to show the facts. And so, and facts sometimes hurt. Sometimes the facts are against you, is against the people that you love, but they are still the facts. You have to bring these things to the table. You got to say what it is, and people got to stop being so petty.
Mm.
We're here simply to have a conversation. The whole idea of the show is to allow their opinions and their thoughts to come to the conversation. At the end of the day, you and I, C.A. Nuri, we're only interested in building a better nation.
Yes. I'm going to the call right now, but let me read this to say, do you think the signs, billboards, and flyers will be taken down as quickly as they were put up? Will they be reused or recycled? I also hope that I see my MP in real life with the same frequency that I saw him on those posters in this next term.
Are the signs coming down quickly? The posts may not, but I know one thing, the saw. And then those screw guns.
You think someone else sang down?
That's what I try to tell you.
I try to make some, money.
People see you stop building no house here.
And there are some people who use old clapboard.
That's what I'm telling you.
Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM. Is it stealing if I take that? Take the
this is what
down?
I saying.
I know, sure. I assume.
But we saying they corrupt, but we ain't corrupt because we can take the little poster.
I say take it down. That's some good plywood.
Because we're cleaning up the nation. It's environmentally friendly to remove the sign.
I help in the nation if I take it.
Yeah, that's what we say.
Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Lilo. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Roseburg.
How you doing, my friend?
Gene Vincent Dunlop.
Oh, my.
You know, yesterday was an exciting day. Remember, we have this saying that's been around our country for some elections, but the first term... is for the investors, and the second time is for the people. Well, I hope this is the people time this time. Because from the looks of the money we're going around at all them billboards and everything, the investors, whoever they are, pop out some big money, because we didn't have no money. We were busy borrowing every week, every month, borrowing to pay the police, the defense force, the nurses, everybody. But we had money to put billboards big as doggone yachts all around this place that when they disappear now, that's going to be a new shanty town to be built somewhere with them plywood. But yesterday, like I said, I told people, I walked around. It's exciting. There was crowds. But because I was a little bit of an invalid with a wheelie walker chair trampled me. But I got in and out in about 10 minutes at the most inside the room and back to my car. And home. In the evening, I went around to visit the different offices of all the candidates. Two of them was closed and getting ready for the count and maybe somewhere getting ready for the motorcade. And the only one I had in my area out of state, I got to Rick Fox on Soldier Road and a crowd of people was there. They was always asking me to put on some blue shirt, some red shirt, some black shirt. I told them yesterday, God, I was a Bahamian. I had on white Crocs, a white shirt, and a beautiful coat of arms shirt from Home Fabric and a white hat. I was a Bahamian sitting in a bunch of people with blue shirts and red shirts and you name it. I wasn't over allegiance to nobody, but I would like to thank, and I must say this, Mario Boleg know that I was a little disappointed because I wanted to fix up this park. You know what I talk about, Mr. Rosebaugh. And he disappointed me, but Rick Fox really assisted to purchase many trees that I had planted in the park. I sat with him. I congratulated him for his efforts. I think he did well for the first time. I wish all the candidates the best of luck. And God, and Mr. Nuri. Hey, Nuri.
Yes, sir.
The avocado trees, you've been to my yard before. They are loaded. I hope the blossoms stick. They are loaded. 7 avocado different sizes. They come in. But look here. People, let's go Bahamian. Watch this red shade, green shade, whatever shade you are. Let's try Bahamian because I was disappointed with the young people that say they was an interested because there ain't nothing changing.
Okay.
See, we've been talking about many different young people. God, your age, you're saying, but the young people.
Okay.
I'm 75. I calling you young. Perry Christie, them 80. I calling them old.
Okay.
So, Sparky. Yeah. Well, listen, the lines are lit up. See, we appreciate the call. It was a good call.
No, I enjoyed Sparky all the time. Yeah, I try to give him 3 minutes every time without thinking.
So, Sparky, I got to come see you today. I got to bring that little thing for you. I'm coming to see you if you're home today.
How come you don't bring me no little things?
I don't know if you do what Sparky does do. You do that? You don't do that. You do pepper sauce and honey.
No, I do money.
You put honey in your pepper sauce?
No, you just bring money and I'd be happy. Anyway, just move on. I believe the FNM should appoint my cousin Donnelly Penn, Mackie, Mr. Cartwright, and my friend Trevina Clark Hall in the Senate. That was again from Miss Butler. Let's talk about the FNM and let's talk about money, the influence of money also. Does the FNM need to rebuild? And what does that rebuild look like?
I would say they need... I want to say new friends or the old friends need to now show up. But I say that carefully, cautiously, because big money, especially when moving machinery that size.
Do you think the FNM lacked money this election?
In quote, the FNM didn't lack money. The FNM did not spend money.
Do you believe that the money bag came late, perhaps?
I don't think the money bag ever came. See, let me just be real, and I've said this on my show and many platforms before. Had the Free National Movement not focused on Hubert Alexander Minnis, look at what they did to Minnis. They brought Minnis down to where he got probably, 200 votes, maybe, something like that?
Total.
In total.
Yes.
You succeeded in doing that. Hooray, you won.
That's good. They win.
You won that.
Yes.
That's a victory for you.
I'm still celebrating it.
But the sacrifice you made was... those same people who you offended in the associations, those chairmen and chaplains and those other officers of the associations, you were supposed to go and get those people and say, you know what? I need y'all to stand with me. I need y'all to go out there. We're going to have a public event. We're going to do some public registering of individuals who would like to possibly join the association, join the party, and help our cause from day one of your leadership.
One of the concerns
that never happened in this general election. Up till now, associations, I've not seen any open invitations. I've not seen any association strength.
Yeah.
I've not seen any dues coming in.
I haven't seen coffers being filled. Association at all.
This is what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball in the name of Hubert Alexander Minnis. They won that, but they lost an opportunity to put money in the coffers and to present a strong financial source. If I had done, then the oligarchs and those people who fund the FNM would have said, you know what? Say New York City got $3 million in your account. Let me add another $3 million to that.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Okay. Let's go to the caller. I have a lot of text to read through, but I can make sure my callers can get their chance. Go ahead, caller. Gone with AM. We're talking with Garth Roseboro. We're doing a post-mortem reflection type of thing. So what went well, what went wrong? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Sirianiri and Mr. God Rasparo.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We good, man. Good.
You sound good. Good morning.
Mr. Neri.
Go ahead, sir.
You told me to call you about the day after the election.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing this morning.
Good.
Remember I told you 37 seats?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
Did they get 37?
It's short, but it's still...
A little short.
Listen, Michael Kintat could not win the election. Let me explain to you why. He brought too much political baggage along with him. See, he had a lot of candidates that had from the last former administration that had a lot of political baggage. Okay, he couldn't see the vision of still letting Dr. Minnis run. And if they had won the election, appoint him as an ambassador somewhere in the world, because the Minnis is not lacking for any financial needs. Okay, but instead he got rid of Minnis.
No, he had to get rid of Minnis. You had to get rid of Minnis.
No. You had to get rid of
Minnis. See, so call up. And I like you, And I like you, call up. But tomorrow. No, tomorrow. See, you got to keep sensible conversation. I like this caller, though. That's one of my best callers there. And I had to pay in me. But you had to get rid of Minnis. No, I can't let anyone come on the radio and say no, call up. You got to get rid of Minnis. Minnis was a cancer. You know what an aggressive cancer is? It's called aggressive. He was an aggressive cancer that had to get cut out of that party. And I support the cutting out.
I agree with you.
They're but they should have left Redmond Wells. They should have left Desmond Bannister and negotiate and say, hey, we can need your help, but we get rid of that cancer.
Desmond is an excellent chairman.
That's what they should have done. And because they didn't reach out to them, like you said, and bring them back into the fold, of course, the FNM had collapsed. Let's read some of these texts.
Go ahead.
And then would someone talk about money? Did the PLP overspend? And no such thing overspend. But did the PLP spend plenty money? I just said yes or no. And how did that influence the voters, especially with this voter apathy when half of the people ain't vote, right? But the PLP's vote, I want to know if the spending helped with that. Massage it a little bit. Let me read some of these texts, right? Don't forget hundreds of thousands of public money out the treasury to pay voters. I don't think that happened. No. I thought God was leaving Guardian.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
But they wouldn't apply for my job.
I was looking forward to Gabby taking over all the shows, this person. They're attacking you.
You're attacking me. Gabby just texted me. She said, are you available today at 2 to sit
down? My guest, man.
I know, but see, look at Rita. See right there?
You have a seat, but then use my...
They want Gabby to come, and Gabby telling me to come on her show.
Use my guest.
I could read it.
Yeah, but use my guest, though. See, the worst decision the FNM ever did was appoint Minnis as leader. Let him go into the sunset. Richard Johnson, you got to be joking. Okay, let's read this text. It says, the FNM should make C. Allen Johnson a senator so he can advocate for these things. We need support of the FNM. Should also consider making him one of the four independent senators rather than Lincoln Bean, as he would make an actual actionable contributions we need for development without the theatrics and non-substance. Let's continue with some more text. Says, to re-elect the most unaccountable and corrupt administration in our time says a lot about the mindset of our ignorant people. Now he's calling Bahamian people ignorant, and then he's saying that we corrupt. They hurting, though. I just can't congratulate the PLP and then move on and say we rebuild it.
Listen to me. If you have a thief, you know, on a cross, one of them got to say, I know I deserve to be here, but this other one don't. You just got to do that. You got to understand that if corruption exists and you are an opposition force, then you have every responsibility to be stronger than the corrupt force. Mm. And if you have not shown your strength to be greater than that of the corrupt force, then you got to sit mute.
Watch this text.
You got to sit mute. Stop pussing and pining.
Respond to this and we go to the text. The phone lines after this. Respond to this text. They say, let me be the first to make the earliest, biggest election prediction in the Bahamian political history.
Let me hear this.
The COI will win the next general election or by-election held in the Bahamas. What do you say to that?
We still got to wait and see. Right now, we're dealing with Decision 2026. The Progressive Liberal Party is now the government. We have to see how they perform over the next 2 years. The next 2 years is critical for all. PLP, why? This will tell the future. If the PLP picks up the pace, it'll be hard to kick them out in 2031. And I'm sure that they will with the type of arsenal that they have, which means that the Free National Movement has to work with every intensity to build itself as much as possible to gain sufficient enough to even be in the equation. COI has to do the same thing.
Think the FM lost credibility?
And it shows credibility, to my amazement, is the COI.
The COI moved from 9% of the voting to 12%.
And guess what? Without showing any financial strength. That's what scares me.
They ain't
me.
Got no much money. I mean, they got a couple of backers, but they ain't have no money.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying
and
to
they
tell.
Move from 9% to 12%.
Increase. Where other third parties decrease, they have increased. That's amazing.
But my thing is, I don't think they can last in the wilderness for 5 more years. It's a long 5 years.
We don't have to think. We just got to watch. That's all I'm simply saying.
Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. I have Garth Roseborough with me. This is CNRE. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What are you selling, man?
Radio man, what you say?
listen, I'm celebrating. That's all I can say.
What you celebrating? And bring some of the celebration food this way.
No, he's already been had some drinks.
I will collect the drinks too. Whatever I get in, I get in.
Let me tell you something. Everything begins and ends with leadership.
Mm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Everything begins and ends with leadership. The opposition has to now do some very, very deep soul searching as to the connect that has obviously been missed by the Bahamian people. I think one of the first things they need to do is do a self-analysis and an open, candid self-analysis, where some feelings are going to get hurt. And I think what they also need to do is to redirect their rhetoric about immigration, because one of the major things that they, and I said this to one or two of your co-hosts, that to alienate
a
whole voting block,
mm-hmm.
because you're so anti, you know, whether you believe it or not. The second thing that I think they need to look at is their youth vote. Let me tell you something.
That's smart, very smart.
If you look at the voter, the average participant in all of the PLP rallies and get-togethers and so forth, man, listen, the young people were moving this party with a speed that I have not yet seen in a very, very long time.
Salvation.
They were on social media talking to their friends. They were, you know, brave or nothing. The Julian Belize, the all these other guys and whatnot. Man, listen, let me tell you something. The FNM needs to take some pages from the PLP in relation to how they get their base out. Let me tell you, you can never touch the PLP base. See, and they can make noise. I hear CA Island calling in their dead soft this morning, like oh, we can work. Let me tell you, nobody into them.
Well, boy, listen, you're talking strong
time,
this morning.
That time is gone and it's over with.
I appreciate
that. Nobody was more belligerent than him and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
Right down to even Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're singing for their breakfast.
The timid
singing
now. The timid. I have let you go, but I could let you speak for 30 seconds. You were the ones who predicted.
I didn't just say, you know, all I'm saying, bro, is listen, we now have our second term, and we need now to put to the Bahamian people that we are the right choice, the complete choice, and I'm quite certain the Bahamian people understand that they're into a tried and true leader.
Okay.
And that is being evident. Like I said in the beginning, everything begins and ends with leadership. Thank you.
I can let you leave with that. I was going to ask one more question, but what you said was profound at the end. Let me read this and let you respond again. It says, CA, I was right about the PLP going to win the general election because, as I said in the previous text messages to your show, Michael Pintard was Tommy T. 2.0 and had no charisma or message, and he would not win the general election. If you change the Bahamian party in a new voting block, you will win. Congratulations to the PLP and realizing that if you change the voting population, you will win. Let's talk about Bahamians of Haitian descent. Let's talk about voting blocks. Let's talk about the Haitian Bahamian presence. Was there a Haitian Bahamian presence?
I didn't witness that. I didn't hear any complaints about that in any conversation.
See why I ain't make a noise about any immigrants at the polls.
But boy, I tell you, this show today is so hot. I don't know if you can bring me back another time.
I don't want to talk no more.
I want your callers to talk to you before I go.
I don't want to be rude. Tomorrow's another day.
Okay then.
Yeah. We're going to take this commercial break. Look like you got to come back tomorrow too. We can take this quick commercial break. I can stop. I got to read the text too though. Let's do the commercial break and come right back. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri of Garth Roseboro. He might be with me for the entire week.
Might as well.
As we analyze this post-election.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have some callers there, but I have to give everybody 30 seconds because we're at the end of the show, right? The caller is suggesting that most of the young people are of Haitian extraction. Do you think there will now be an accountability with spending? We spend the money. Too late for that. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live? You live, caller?
How are you?
Radio man. I'm giving you 30 seconds.
and the guy was broke. Listen, I hear everybody saying that they FNM or the PLP should make critical thinker a senator.
Mm.
I mean, you got to first get him off the toilet, him, Papa, and Bucket Mouth.
Mm.
I mean, those guys, I don't know. They just don't have nothing sensible to say about the PLP, but they can't be no senator. Nowhere in this country. All right? Because they're too biased. All right? That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate you, caller. Let's go to the next test, caller, so we include them. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live. You're live, caller. I tried to include you there. Going once, twice. Let me read this text. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Nuri. Did you enjoy the meal last night? Yes, I did. Shout out to Dwight for providing the meal. Also, Guardian had a whole table full of food there. Mm-hmm. And then Naughty got the sponsors to bring some food. And the next question said, did you tote? Of course I tote. In fact, Dwight left to go get plates. And I say, oh, that's a mistake, Dwight. He don't understand me. I moved Dwight on. And he had a very much one that's never lived. He should know better. He don't leave me around food. He said, wonderful coverage last evening. The night started off with Mr. Lang being unwilling to concede that the COI was performing outstandingly or spoiling the vote for a larger political organization. Unfortunately, I had to leave your coverage, but I'm curious whether he conceded that the COI were a spoiler for at least some FNMs. So you have the numbers for North Abaco and St. James. Would like to know how many votes the winners won by. I didn't get St. James, at least they might have provided now, or North Abaco up to time to leave. Let's read this text. It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri and Garth. This administration shall not last a full term because of the U.S. federal court case in New York. Many MPs will be arrested. They've been saying that for a while. They've been trying to sew that story and make it stick, but it ain't sticking. It just ain't sticking, man. But we watch and wait. So, Nuri, now that the PLP won, I am a Bahamian Haitian. We will start our own party. Nothing wrong with starting your own party. You just need to help people to convince people to vote for you. And if you have sense, if you're making sense and can help me as a Bahamian, I can vote for you.
Nuri.
It don't bother me, you being Haitian Bahamian.
I told you there's some wicked, evil people who are Bahamians who are going to spin conversations like that in order to pass bad character on the other party.
Mongering, you think?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah,
we've been seeing this in this lot. That's why the people didn't come to vote. I told you that.
Yeah,
it's too much untruth, too much negativity. People just hate. It's just the way this country works.
Yeah.
We got to stop pulling each other down, building each other up. The best man, the best woman, the best party, the best leader wins. We got to start living a truthful life.
Yeah. And it turned out that the PLP won.
That's
and they won by the majority. The people said, hey, I prefer the PLP over the FNM, and I ain't considering the COI. That was the conclusion.
Facts.
That was the conclusion. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Garth Roseborough. I hope to join you one of these days. It was an interesting conversation. I enjoyed it.
I'll be here tomorrow.
You'll be here tomorrow. Please.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.